Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to welcome back Alina Phoenix of Phoenix Healing Creations to our show. We're very excited to have her here. If you were with us last week, we did some live ancestral releases with some of our callers, and it was extraordinary. Alina is certified in emotion code, body code, and belief code, EMF balancing techniques, aromatherapy, and lots more. She does all kinds of energy healing sessions. She's also passionate about empowering others, and she recently released an online course called ArtOfSelfMuscleTesting.com to help others learn the method that she has used to be able to figure out her own complex health situations. You need the things that are exactly right for you, she said. It's really amazing the work that she does, and we're excited to welcome her back to the show to dive in and tell us more. She, again, is the founder of PhoenixHealingCreations.com, and she's creating a variety of products that harmonize toxic energies in our environment, such as EMF radiation, all into a form that no longer bothers our body's energetic field. And these Organite products can be worn as jewelry, attached to electronics, or simply placed around our homes and offices to help us feel more comfortable and balanced. It all creates high vibration, highly organized energetic fields, which elevates and harmonizes unwanted, unintentional, and negative energies all into a beneficial form. It's really extraordinary. I'm going to welcome her back because we're going to dive in more about the incredible work that she does, how she does it, why she loves it so much, the benefits of it. Again, if you missed part one, but an extraordinary episode where several callers called in. They were open, relatable, real, authentic, and it was a very, very inspiring episode. So check that out. It's archived. Let's take a moment to welcome, coming to us live and direct from Illinois, USA, Alina Phoenix, returning to the show for part two with me. And she's with Phoenix Healing Creations. Alina, welcome back to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to be back with you, Jim. Thank you so much for having me again.
You are very, very welcome. And really, was that not a phenomenal conversation last week and with those callers calling and just being so open and real and expressive and the benefits that they received, even from the momentary conversations you had with them? It was very inspiring.
Oh, well, thank you. And it's an honor to be of service in that way. And those kind of experiences are actually pretty common in my world.
Yeah.
And it's a real honor when people choose to work with me because everybody's healing journey is so unique, and I just want to get them the best help that I possibly can. So, it's my favorite thing to do.
Well, you do it well. You know, diving into the conversation today to give people more of a deeper understanding, appreciation for the work and how it's done, I mentioned a little bit in the introduction last week, too, and on this episode about Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, which are so much a part of our lives these days. We all know what Wi-Fi and Bluetooth are, but not many people know what EMF radiation is and how Wi-Fi and Bluetooth emit some of that. Maybe you can tell us about that and explain how all that works.
Okay, well, electromagnetic radiation is any kind of radiation, including visible light, radio waves, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, 3G, 4G, 5G, X-rays, solar flares, and more, in which electric and magnetic fields vary simultaneously. We are actually electromagnetic beings, and we generate our own electromagnetic fields. These are measured in medicine via tests like magnetoencephalography and magnetocardiography, which measures the electromagnetic fields of our hearts and brains, or parts of our magnetic field, electromagnetic fields are measured with like EEGs, which are electroencephalograms, measuring the electric function of the brain, or EKGs, which are electrocardiograms, which measure the electrical activity of our heart. Human electrical fields are known to be important to our health and well-being. And there's also fascinating research by the HeartMath Institute that shows our electromagnetic field can be measured as far as 12 feet away from our bodies. All living things generate electromagnetic fields. All of our electronics, cell phones, computers, appliances, power wires, and more also generate electromagnetic fields. So we're living in an environment that is saturated with electromagnetic radiation all the time.
Yeah, it's really amazing. How do these energies affect living organisms, humans, plants, animals, and what can we actually do about it? Because, you know, we depend on these things every day.
Oh, for sure. Well, some electromagnetic fields are very beneficial to life, while others are detrimental. Basically, whether they are beneficial or detrimental has to do with the field coherence or organization. You can think of coherence as like the smoothness, evenness, alignment, and organization of that field. That which is in coherence and alignment to life will feel good. And you've already experienced this. When you go to a beach or a forest or a mountaintop and you're surrounded by nature, you're surrounded by these coherent, life-supporting electromagnetic fields. And these environments are well known to have a healing effect on the body. When you're in a heavily developed, concrete, electronically saturated environment with no plant life, or you're in a heavily polluted environment where a lot of stuff is dying, you're surrounded by non-coherent electromagnetic fields that drain us, imbalance our own electromagnetic field, and are known to be detrimental to our well-being. So basically, the man-made electromagnetic fields from our electronics and appliances is very spiky and disorganized, as well as multi-layered. It is disharmonious for our bodies, and it has been linked to both acute and chronic conditions, not limited to poor sleep, increased stress, anxiety, depression, fatigue, irritability in the short term. And in the longer term, it can manifest as chronic emotional or physical health problems. Back in the 1930s, a doctor named Wilhelm Reich observed these beneficial and negative energy fields, and he termed that force orgon, which is a theory that there is a universal energy that pervades all life. He is not the first to observe these fields. It has been called prana, chi, or even the Holy Spirit in other traditions. In its beneficial form, this energy enhances life, and in its non-beneficial form, it harms life. And this doctor noticed that organic materials attract and accumulate this life force energy, and non-organic materials repel this life force energy. And so he began building what he called orgon-accumulated boxes by layering organic materials like wood and cotton with non-organic materials like metals. People would sit in these boxes, and they would report incredible improvements in their health and well-being, from improved sleep, energy, and libido to the complete remission of some chronic diseases. And his work was gaining a large following. Many people benefited. However, he was accused of charlatanism, and his work was destroyed. His students, however, have kept his work alive. And over the years, it has evolved into its current form, which includes metals and crystals in a resin matrix. I personally became aware of all of this back in 2008 when I got my first smartphone. I noticed that when I would use it, my hand would hurt. And the longer that I used it, the more the pain would shoot up my arm and I would get these massive headaches. And so I got on the internet to find out what this could be. And that's when I learned about electromagnetic sensitivity. And the further I researched, I found that something I could do about it was bringing organite into my life. And so I started collecting various different organites from many creators, as well as other EMF blocking and mitigating devices since then. Some of them worked really well. Others made no difference. And I find that I'm a lot more sensitive to this kind of radiation than a lot of people. And something else that I noticed over the years is that stuff that used to work for me that I had collected, over time, it stopped working as the signals that humanity is emitting have evolved. So in 2020, I found myself with a little bit of unexpected extra time on my hands. And so I decided to start creating Organite for myself. And now it's one of my favorite things to do. I never go anywhere without it because it just helps me to feel more comfortable in the world. Not only am I not bothered so much by all of the electronics and invisible EMFs that we're surrounded by constantly, but it also helps me to not pick up so much negative energy from other people as an empath.
That makes total sense. Exactly. You and I were talking about that before we even went live on the air. That Organite recipe that we were talking about, unique, is an understatement. Tell us about how it is and how you developed it and where you get the materials and how we can use it as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, as I've mentioned, I'm extremely sensitive, and I'm always looking first and foremost to find ways to heal and help myself. And so in 2020, I was feeling very out of balance. I don't know if anybody can relate, but I feel like there was also another new frequency out there that was not being handled by all of the organite and crystals and protection devices that I already had on hand. And at that point, I had already begun my journey as an energy healer, and I was certified in emotion code and body code. So I decided to connect with Gaia and muscle test the question, what can I put into my organite to make it the strongest, most beneficial organite that I can possibly conceive? And so then I took a list of all of the crystals that I could find and all of the metals that I could find, and I muscle tested down the list, and whatever Gaia gave me a yes on went into my recipe. And so that's how I came up with my unique blend of 29 crushed and powdered metals and crystals. Basically, they come from all over the world, and it is only through the blessings of the internet that I'm able to even get a lot of these materials. And I'm also occasionally guided to collect materials from special places that I travel to include in my organite, including I've got some red dirt from vortexes in Sedona, Arizona. I've got volcanic salts from Kauai, Hawaii. I've got quartz sand that I collected from Siesta Keys, Florida. And so my recipe has actually evolved since 2020 when I first created, based on when I am inspired and called by Gaia to include more. And so I call my special mix my magical brownie batter, because that's what it looks like when I mix all of these crushed and powdered metals and crystals into the resin. It looks like brownie batter. And so once I made my first pieces, I kind of wanted to test them out. I felt like I had something really special, but to me, the results matter. And not just for myself, but I wanted to share this with other people. And so one of the first experiments that I did was with dowsing rods. Dowsing rods have a long history of being used to find energy fields, such as those created by water under the surface of the land for digging wells or to find ley lines, things like that. So I got 12 different pieces of organites from all of these various different creators that I had previously collected, and I started dowsing on those energy fields. Most of the pieces that I measured had very small energy fields, measuring under about a foot in radius. The strongest piece that I had collected prior to creating my own was a pyramid weighing about 4 pounds, and the energy field on that doused at about 8-foot radius. And that was the strongest one that I had since, you know, I started collecting. And then I got out my pyramid that I had created. It was a brand new. It was a similar size to that, and I could not get far enough away to detect the outer edge of my big pyramid on the property where I was working. I would have had to go into the woods. And the dowsing rods just kept flying apart, indicating that the outer edge of the field was behind me. And so I got a much smaller piece out, like a small puck that I created that only had a layer of my brownie batter in it, and I tried that instead. And I found that my little puck had an energy field that doused out at about 22 feet radius. And the amount of my brownie batter mix in there was probably only about the size of maybe 3/4 stacked, to give you an idea of the size comparison. And so what I discovered in that moment was that the composition of the organite really matters if you're looking for the greatest effectiveness and the biggest area positively impacted. I've repeated these dowsing experiments with others because I wanted to have independent people checking my pieces. Like, you know, I'm the creator, so I'm probably a little biased, right? And other people measuring it, they still can consistently measure these really, really large energy fields out of very small pieces that I have created. I'm also interested in collecting objective evidence of these creations, like things that can't be explained by a placebo effect. And on my website, phoenixhealingcreations.com, you can find a collection of evidence and testimonials. Some of my favorites include aura photography. Consistently, when I'm at events where an aura photographer is present, I will collect before and after pictures with my organite. And auras are consistently photographed at a higher chakra color and are more organized and uniform. And this happens within mere moments of putting them on. There are also reports that I've collected from people that have put this in the refrigerator showing that food spoilage is substantially slowed down. I've got a testimonial with strawberries and lettuce lasting 3 weeks in the fridge. I've documented tomatoes on my counter, just on my counter in the kitchen, not refrigerated or anything, lasting over 2 months before I used them up, and a cut flower staying fresh on an organite coaster with no water for weeks until my cat very helpfully ate it. So there's also reports from customers about gardens growing better and trees coming back to life. One guy even put a piece of my organite next to his fish tank, and within 4 hours, a fish of his that had been a very pale color and attacking all of his other fish for ages changed color and stopped attacking the other fish. Like, there's no placebo effects on plants or fish or any of that stuff. And I was even working with a scientist once, Dr. Max Stanley Chartrand, and I gave him a pyramid to take back to his hotel room because we were at a weekend conference. I refused to tell him anything about it. I just said, I want you to take this to your hotel room tonight and bring it back tomorrow and tell me if you notice anything. The next day he came in and he asked me, he's like, what is this thing? I just got the best night's sleep I have ever gotten when I travel, and I don't sleep when I travel. And he was so inspired by these devices that I had created that he actually combed through the scientific literature and created a scientific monograph for me outlining various different studies on organite that he could find. And all of that stuff is all on my website. So many creators and promoters of organite make claims of blocking EMF radiation. However, this is inaccurate. I have an EMF field measuring device, and I have not found that these EMF readings are substantially affected by any of the organite that I have either created or purchased. And if we think about it, anything that blocks EMFs would cause our wireless devices to stop working. So if you're using an EMF blocker on your phone and all of your wireless stuff still works, that is proof that it is not blocked. The way organite actually works is via the property of entrainment. Entrainment is the natural tendency for frequencies to harmonize and come into alignment. Basically, organite creates a high vibration, highly organized energetic field. And when the lower vibration disorganized energy comes into contact with this, those vibrations are raised, smoothed, evened, and harmonized into a beneficial form. You can actually go on YouTube and search for metronome entrainment for a visual demonstration on how vibrations synchronize. And metronomes are those things that musicians use. They go tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock that helps them keep time. On YouTube, you can see videos of like 32, 64 of these all being started at different times, and it start out, it's chaos, and they're just ticking everywhere. And then after a fairly short period of time, every single one of those is ticking in advance. And so that's a way that we can see the actual physics property of entrainment. And it's actually really cool. But from the tools that we currently have readily available, we're not really able to measure the quality of the vibrational pattern, only its strength and presence. And the thing that I love most about using Orgonite is its simplicity. To use it, all you need to do is place it around your environment. It's a real set it and forget it healing in that way. And so I personally recommend placing Orgonite in your sleeping area and on attached to your electronics. It's actually important to attach it to your electronics because like your cell phones, your laptops, if you're physically touching that, that gives those vibrations access to your energy field. And if you have a piece of Orgonite in the room, that's not really going to mitigate it when you're touching it. So for the electronic devices you are physically touching, you want to attach a piece of Orgonite to that device. You can also create a protection grid around your house or any room by placing Orgonite in the four corners. And that's the first way to use it is just passively. Attach it to things, set it in the room, it works. You don't have to think about it again. You can also use it actively. For instance, I've lived with chronic pain for pretty much my whole life. I was injured at birth. I have a genetic condition. I was diagnosed with supposedly incurable chronic diseases and so forth. I personally don't like taking pills for the pain. And so I found ways to help myself naturally, and Orgonite is my top favorite. I create these little flat coasters, and I always have a small one tucked into my bra. And when I have an area of pain that pops up, like, you know, my stomach or my low back, I'll simply take that coaster, and I'll tuck it under my clothes over the area where it hurts, and the pain just goes away. I've had reliable results helping other people this way, although not every single person responds. I'd say probably 90% of the people that try it report feeling better. But some people do need more than just the Orgonite to help them, and that's okay. However, I'm a really big fan of anything that can help us reduce our aches and pains without side effects. And personally, I'm also an extremely energetically sensitive individual, highly attuned empath. Prior to the creation of my Orgonite, I didn't like going in crowds at all. Shopping was hard. I would just feel everything, especially the emotions of others. And because for a long time I was unaware that that's what I was picking up, I thought it was just something wrong with me, that I would just be so randomly anxious, depressed, angry, or whatever. And I used to suffer from debilitating panic attacks over it. And so I wouldn't even go to places where a lot of people would be. Now, wearing my Orgonite, I don't pick up that kind of emotional energy as an empath, and I don't have problems with crowds. I'm able to work large events, help large numbers of people without absorbing that energy for myself. And I have many empathic individuals that now collect my jewelry pieces, and they tell me that they never leave home without one because it helps them so much. And for those listening, if you want to try it, I invite you to go to my website, phoenixhealingcreations.com, to purchase. You'll even get a discount on your first purchase if you sign up for my newsletter, and I do guarantee my work. If you're not satisfied, just return it for a refund. I don't want your money if I'm not helping.
I tell you, that was an incredible explanation. Sign us up.
Thank you. Really thorough
and enthusiastic. You mentioned
muscle
testing.
Oh, well, you caught me on one of my favorite topics.
That's it. You're all in, which is that passion is, you know, it's infectious. It really is. You mentioned muscle testing several times, too, as I've mentioned during the course of the intros and the two shows thus far. How does it work with the muscle testing? What is muscle testing, and how do you actually use it? Maybe you can elaborate more on that.
Oh, absolutely. Muscle testing is also known as applied kinesiology. And the short version is basically that your muscles will stay strong when something is good for you or in a state of truth. And your muscles will go weak when something is bad for you or in a state of untruth. Many chiropractors, nutritionists, acupuncturists, energy healers, and even some doctors, as well as many individuals, are using muscle testing to help them personalize their recommendations to their clients because it has been clinically observed that this improves outcomes. We want to get the right people the right stuff. I've personally been taken to different healthcare providers that utilize muscle testing on me since I was a child, so I was very, very familiar with it. And prior to learning how to do it for myself, I was seeing a chiropractor and nutritionist once or more a week to get muscle tested to help me manage what doctors had diagnosed as lupus, scleroderma, and fibromyalgia. This worked pretty well. However, it was very expensive to go so often, and my condition was so severe at that point that things would change very, very quickly in my body. So when I began learning how to do emotion code, I was introduced to the concept of self-muscle testing. And this was truly the key to unlocking my own personal healing journey. I now muscle test everything that goes on in and around my body on a daily basis, and it only takes me a second. And this helps me know what's good for me or not. And the more I communicate with my body this way, the more my health continues to improve. I mean, once upon a time, doctors told me I'd be permanently disabled by 40 and dead by 50 with their very best help. But because of learning self-muscle testing, which I also use constantly as part of my emotion code, body code, belief code work, I have been able to reverse and recover many of those things that they told me were bad and only ever going to get worse. I'm just about to turn 45 next week, and I am on no medications of any kind. I'm feeling better than I did in my 20s. Now, I was pretty sick in my 20s, but still, I have spent a lifetime being sick, and it is such a change to spend my days feeling good, and I want to help bring this blessing to others. And so I've released an online course, artofselfmuscletesting.com, which is based on everything that I have learned personally about self-muscle testing and how it can be used as a wonderful tool to help you know exactly what is right for your body based on what is compatible before you ever spend your time, money, energy, or effort on it. And there are a lot of places that you can go to learn this skill, but what makes me different is that I'm actually using this skill to save my own life. And let me tell you, that is a rigorous school of learning, and getting it right is so important when it's your life and function on the line. So yeah. I've encountered a lot of situations where things have gone off track. I've gotten really funny answers, and I've learned how to spot those and correct for those. I've also learned how to ask better questions to get at the root of the issues, and I've learned that sometimes things are not as simple as a yes or no, and I want to teach people how to do this for themselves as well as sharing all of those nuances and pitfalls so they don't have to have the same learning curve that I did. Basically, learn from my mistakes so you don't have to. I've read several books. I've done online courses on the subject along the way, and not one of them hit all of the points that I brought together. And so I decided to create my own course because this is just too important to get right, especially for those of us that are struggling like I have with these chronic issues that we've been told are hopeless. But because of learning this skill and applying it daily, I'm no longer looking forward to a continued slow, painful decline. I'm looking forward to a long, healthy life, and in some ways, I feel like my life didn't even really start until recently. Like, I'm not in the kind of daily pain and dysfunction that has been a constant companion for most of my life, and I'm getting to know myself beyond that fog of pain. Chronic pain like that impacts everything, and it's only now on the other side of it where I'm beginning to understand just how much it impacted me. And I'm a different person without it, and life has gotten so much better. I believe everyone can benefit from learning this skill because what is right for me is right for me, and what is right for you is right for you, and that's not necessarily going to be the same thing. We need to be able to figure that out for ourselves reliably in this world that is filled with too-good-to-be-true promises, profit motivations, hidden toxins everywhere. And I feel like this skill can offer a lot of hope to those that are struggling with chronic issues who have been called incurable like I have as a way to self-manage our conditions better. So it's not an end-all, be-all. There will still be times that we don't know the right question to ask or we get stuck, so it is important to still have other professionals that we consult with. But this makes it so that 90% of my time, I don't need to go ask everybody else. I just connect with that inner wisdom and find the answer for myself. And so I believe we all deserve a happy, healthy, fulfilling life, and my goal is to help and empower as many people as possible self-muscle testing is the best shortcut I know to cut through the noise and get straight to what is honestly best for your particular situation. And it also helps in discerning what is true or not in this world. And that is so important right now because there's so much noise and so many people just putting things out there. It's hard to know who's telling the truth or what to trust. So basically anything that muscle tests less than 80% true, I don't even pay attention anymore. And that has made for so much more peace in my own life. And I think we could all use a little bit more of that kind of peace.
Absolutely
right. So that website, again, is artofselfmuscletesting.com. And I do offer an unconditional lifetime money-back guarantee on my course. So if you take it and are not satisfied, I will refund. Again, I don't want people's money if I'm not helping.
Give us that website again.
artofselfmuscletesting.com.
That's artofselfmuscletesting.com. You can also reach Alina at phoenixhealingcreations.com. Phoenix, which is P-H-O-E-N-I-X, healingcreations.com. And also thechangeportal.com. Portal, of course, is P-O-R-T-A-L, thechangeportal.com. Alina, these half hours go by in a New York minute. It's always a great pleasure to chat with you, and I hope we do chat some more. That would really be wonderful. Thanks so much for, again, sharing all this wit and wisdom with us, and we all are, you know, we start our week with these conversations in such a positive way. So I appreciate your time and your authenticity and openness to share, and I hope we chat more, and I hope you enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you today.
Oh, I have truly enjoyed our time together, and thank you so much for allowing me this time to try and reach more people and share this important information. I really feel like we all need tools that we can trust and rely on to be able to manage our experience in this world, and I am very honored to be of service, so thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you for spending your time with me and with us here. We appreciate you as well. Alina Phoenix of Phoenix Healing Creations joining us, artofselfmuscletesting.com. Check that out. Also, phoenixhealingcreations.com and thechangeportal.com. Jim Masters here thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, hopefully we'll be welcoming Alina back to the show and expanding more. That would be a pleasure. I invite you to stay right there because in about 30 minutes, I'll be right back here in the host chair with another great guest just for you on Close Up Radio Live. Till then, for all of us, do have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.